fig, and then you take the
Put your sugar in, and when it comes to boil, who's gonna want to get started on this water? Boy, they're good.
Rolls are good. They sure, I think these are puffed up good.
Yeah, they were real good and soft. Here, put that in with it and that'll make it better. And taste that with that. We might fix something good.
Yeah, this is just like making cookies or something.
Mmm. Susan, do you want one of these cookies? I'll eat these up so we can make something out.
Such a big dinner. Well, I ain't supposed to eat anything sweet, but I do.
Get you another one of them. They're good.
Mmm. They are good. Good
roll.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that roll. I can't believe I end up eating so much. I didn't come here to eat.
Oh, well, it's all right.
You
feel at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, back when you didn't have the water, running water, did people drink as much water as they do now?
Yeah, they do.
They not drink more, they didn't drink so much other stuff.
Oh, they did?
They'd have to go, they'd always go to the well and drink it up.
Oh, you
drink it, draw it up fresh, you know, where it'd be cold.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Like you'd bring it in with a bucket, draw it over morning to have it to cook with or wash.
Or
vegetables and stuff.
Or tea come out stylish to eat while we drink, go to the well, draw a bucket of cold water for dinner if we didn't drink milk.
Mm-hmm.
But my children didn't like milk. It had cows and had milk. We always had a lot of milk.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband would drink milk.
Mm-hmm.
He liked it. But me or the children wouldn't drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Then at noon, we just drank a glass of cold water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the last one learned to drink tea. My husband and all the children would drink it before I would.
Mm-hmm.
The way I learned to drink it was put a little lemon in it.
Oh,
what, in milk?
And tea.
Oh,
no,
I don't like the lemon in it. A lot of people do.
Yeah, that's the way I learned to drink it. I ain't learned to drink milk.
Is that tea sweet enough for you?
Fine, tea's good.
But after I learned to drink it, well, then I drank a lot of tea.
Well, did you drink much tea after when you were?
No, when the kids were never did, we didn't know how to what it was.
No, people were
because we always had milk and good fresh well, cold well water.
So that's mostly what.
When we didn't have we up in the summertime, we had what they call just a little ice box. There'd be a peddler coming out, you know, with ice, and we'd get 50 pound, you know, and maybe put in just an ice box and.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them did. We never did even buy ice boxes.
Well, we did. We had one. Elton and me did, and it had to put the ice in up top, and then it would melt into the pot, and then it had some shelves at the bottom that would put our food in to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And now you couldn't buy meat and stuff. So a lot of people back then didn't get poisoned, didn't it?
Oh.
On food, buying bologna and stuff like that.
You couldn't save anything, you know. Had to throw it out if there's any left over at night.
Mm-hmm. Because you wouldn't keep.
I was afraid it wouldn't keep.
Oh. Now, if you had company for supper or something, and they were standing around the table, you know, and you had it ready, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
sit down.
Now, then generally after you said that, would they go up, they went ahead and
yeah, mm-hmm.
They went ahead and
lots of times they'd say, well, you want me to say it, or you know, I know.
And then they went ahead.
You know, in English, going to school, the worst words about the four that I'd get mixed up on were saw and seen.
Oh, really?
You know, you like, I have seen, and you have seen.
Mm-hmm.
You use that with have.
Well,
I like in the air and talking. I never could get those two words. Right.
Yeah.